News release: Ontario Provincial Police. The Ontario Provincial Police is shedding light on road, off-road and boating-related fatalities over the last decade for which lifesaving and protective equipment could have saved many lives, had it been worn on the water between 2012 and 2021, the OPP investigated 238 boating, paddling deaths. Only 35 of those who died were wearing a life jacket. With more than 40% of the incidents involving a capsized vessel or the victims falling overboard, a significant number of the deceased boaters, paddlers who were not wearing a life jacket could have been found afloat and alive had they not settled for just having the safety device on board. Training exercises with at Canadian Forces and CIMRO. Since 2012, 186 people have died while on Ontario trails. This hashtag Canada Day long weekend and all summer long, remember to always wear your helmet and never ride impaired. At opp_crpic.twitter.com/WDNM3ZBLHV, OPP Highway Safety Division, at op_HSD, June 27, 2022. Always choose a Canadian approved life jacket and wear it every time you are out on the water, regardless of whether you are an avid paddler or powerboat enthusiast. Off-road: during the same period, 186 people were killed in off-road vehicle incidents. Almost half, 86, of the deceased were not wearing a helmet. With losing control a contributing factor in a significant number of the fatalities, the critical protection a helmet provides in a crash, rollover and when one is ejected from their vehicle could have prevented the loss of life or serious, life-altering head injuries sustained in some of these incidents. Whether you are riding on roads, trails or your own property, always wear a helmet and make every ride a smart and safe one. On the road, of the 3,174 people who have died on OPP-patrolled roads during the past 10 years, choosing to not wear a seatbelt was a contributing factor in 542 of the fatalities. Collisions that involve unbuckled vehicle occupants almost always result in being ejected from the vehicle and death. Had seatbelts been worn in these crashes, the number of deaths could have been far lower. Make buckling up a 3-second habit for you and your passengers every time you hit the road and ensure your toddler or small child is properly secured in the right car, booster seat. Before and during the Canada Day long weekend, OPP officers will be ramping up enforcement and education regarding the presence and use of life-saving equipment to help ensure Ontarians travel safely on and off the road. As summer has arrived, the OPP is counting on everyone to comply with all traffic, off-road and marine laws. Doing so will go a long way toward reducing the number of deaths and serious injuries on roads, waterways and trails. Did you know? The OPP patrols approximately 100,000 square kilometers of waterways, a vast trail network and over 130,000 kilometers of roadways, including North America's busiest transportation corridor, Highway 401.